beautiful Tad Dameron composition titled Soul Train, played by Jay Thomas and ensemble, Jay on tenor saxophone here, with Oliver Grunewald, new net. It is Oliver Grunewald's arrangement of the Tad Dameron tune Soul Train. Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today, being the last show of the year, we're going to be concentrating on some of our favorite releases, some of our favorite CDs from the past year by Northwest musicians. And this next one is coming from Portland. It's led by Charlie Porter, trumpet player, who is making his debut recording with this, although he's got quite a bit of experience. He started out in New York and has more recently moved to Portland and integrated himself into the Portland jazz scene. He plays with a couple of dozen different musicians in various combinations on this album, in solo, duo, trio, quartet, quintet, and sextet versions. And this particular tune happens to be a quintet. Joining Charlie Porter on trumpet on this one are tenor saxophonist David Evans, pianist Dan Gaynor, Tom Wakeling is the bass player, and the great Alan Jones on drums. And appropriately, this is a tribute to Art Blakey, perhaps. It's titled Messenger.
Thank you. Thank you.
beautiful version of the Henry Mancini song Dreamsville, played by Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. That comes from Randy's new album for 2018 titled Open Heart, another one of our favorites from this year. Before that, Portland trumpet player Charlie Porter from his self-titled album, and all original compositions except for one tune, the Duke Ellington tune we played a couple of weeks ago on this program, just really a surprising version of Morning Glory. The one we heard on today's show was an original titled Messenger, apparently, for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, and a flavor of Lee Morgan there in Charlie Porter's trumpet playing. The other musicians joining him on this tune, David Evans on tenor sax, Dan Gaynor piano, Tom Wakeling on bass, and Alan Jones at the drums. And salute to The Messenger from Charlie Porter. Jazz Northwest comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Another one of our favorites from this past year is a duo, Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson. Hans Teuber playing a variety of woodwinds, tenor and alto sax and alto flute, Jeff Johnson on bass. This is a tune which comes from their album Deuce, a Jimmy Reed song called Bright Lights, Big City. Thank you.
your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. I hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count on stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run and run when church bells ring. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. Happy.
couple of our favorites from this past year. That was John A. Kendrick from her album titled Flying. And here in just a trio with Chris Seimer on bass and Devon Lewis on drums, It Could Happen to You. Great Jimmy Van Heusen song. With John A. Kendrick doing the vocal and scatting along. Before that, we were listening to a duo of Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson from their album Deuce, which came out last year. That was the Jimmy Reed song Bright Lights, Big City, with a nice flavor there, with Hans Teuber on alto sax and Jeff Johnson on bass. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Here's some of the live music coming up in the next few days. This evening, Poncho Sanchez and his band are at Demetrio's Jazz Alley, where they will continue through New Year's Eve. Bill Anschill's Standards Trio, featured in a live concert from the Seattle Art Museum last week on this program, will be playing at Tula's tonight. And on Monday night, New Year's Eve, Greta Matassa's quintet with Alexei Nikolaev will be at Tula's. Delvon Lamar Trio is at the Triple Door, Jovino Santos Neto at Block 41, and Pancho Sanchez at Jazz Alley. Wednesday, the 25th anniversary of Pearl Django is being celebrated at Jazz Alley on Wednesday and Thursday with the group. Thursday, Clipper Anderson Quartet will be at Tula's. Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks continue their long-running sessions at Barca on Capitol Hill. And then on Fridays, from 5 till 7, Phil Sparks leads his own duo or trio at Latona. Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto will be at Tula's. Space is the Place, a celebration of Sun Ra at the Columbia City Theater on Friday night. And Nearly Dan opens a run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Jazz Alley. On Saturday night, Rick Van Dyke and Jeff Johnson will be at Osteria La Spiga, and Bill Anschel Standards Trio will be back again at Tula's Saturday night next week, and Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints will play at the Hotel Sorrento. Just a few highlights from the jazz calendar. More information about good places to go and things to see and do at the KNKX calendar, and a very complete jazz calendar available at earshot.org. This next one is a band which played at the Royal Room and recorded a program for Jazz Night in America, and also did some studio sessions. This is a co-led group with Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone, in a tribute to the great trumpet and flugelhorn player and composer Kenny Wheeler playing his music. Jeffrey Keyser is on piano here. He sounds absolutely great throughout. Martin Wins, very solid bass, and John Wiekan on drums. Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler, and perhaps best-known song by Kenny Wheeler, Everybody's Song But My Own. Thank you.
Welcome to half an hour of jazz live and direct from the penthouse just off Pioneer Square here in the heart of old Seattle. Tonight, another set with Cannonball Adderley and the quintet, beginning with a tune written by Joe Zawinul, the pianist with the quintet, named for Clay Ellum or something like that. It's called 74 Miles Away. Cannonball Adderley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley Quintet, Cannon on alto, Brother Nat on cornet, along with Joe Zawinul, the composer, at the piano, Victor Gaskin on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums, playing 74 miles away. Cannonball Adderley, swinging in Seattle at the Penthouse back in the 60s from a live broadcast. Before that, a tribute to Kenny Wheeler from the album Invisible Sounds. We heard Steve Tressler on tenor and Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, with Jeffrey Kiesler piano, Martin Wynn bass, and John Wiecon on drums, playing Kenny Wheeler's Everybody's Song But My Own. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.